lesson. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter number 11, stanzas 1 through 4. O Jehovah, hear my words, to my thoughts attentive be. Hear my cry, my King, my God. I will make my prayer to thee. 1 through 4 of Psalter 11.
Scripture reading for this afternoon hour can be found in 2 Chronicles chapter 33. 2 Chronicles 33. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem, but did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. For he built again the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down, and he reared up altars for Baalim, and made groves, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served them. Also he built altars in the house of the Lord, whereof the Lord had said, In Jerusalem shall my name be forever. And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also he observed times and used enchantments and used witchcraft and dealt with a familiar spirit and with wizards. He wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. And he set a carved image, the idol which he had made in the house of God, of which God had said to David and to Solomon his son, In this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen before all the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. Neither will I any more remove the foot of Israel from out of the land which I have appointed for your fathers, so that they will take heed to do all that I have commanded them, according to the whole law and the statutes and the ordinances by the hand of Moses. So Manasseh made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to err, and to do worse than the heathen, whom the Lord had destroyed before the children of Israel. And the Lord spake to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken. Wherefore the Lord brought upon them the captains of the host of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns, and bound him with fetters, and carried him to Babylon. And when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers, and prayed unto him. And he was entreated of him, and heard his supplication, and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. Now after this, he built a wall without the city of David on the west side of Gihon in the valley, even to the entering in at the fish gate, and compassed about Ophel, and raised it up a very great height, and put captains of war in all the fenced cities of Judah. And he took away the strange gods and the idol out of the house of the Lord, and all the altars that he had built in the mount of the house of the Lord and in Jerusalem, and cast them out of the city. And he repaired the altar of the Lord, and sacrificed thereon peace offerings and thank offerings, and commanded Judah to serve the Lord God of Israel. Nevertheless, the people did sacrifice still in the high places, yet unto the Lord their God only. Now the rest of the act of Manasseh, and his prayer unto his God, and the words of the seers that spake to him in the name of the Lord God of Israel, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel. His prayer also, and how God was entreated of him, and all his sin, and his trespass, and the places wherein he built high places, and set up groves and graven images, before he was humbled, behold, they are written among the sayings of the seers. So Manasseh slept with his fathers, and they buried him in his own house, and Amon his son reigned in his stead. Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. But he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as did Manasseh his father. For Amon sacrificed unto all the carved images which Manasseh his father had made, and served them, and humbled not himself before the Lord, as Manasseh his father had humbled himself. But Amon trespassed more and more, and his servants conspired against him, and slew him in his own house. But the people of the land slew all them that had conspired against King Amon, and the people of the land made Josiah his son king in his stead. Thus far.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty, all-sufficient, God of heaven, God of the earth, of this whole universe, our Creator, our Provider, we gather in this evening before thy face to beseech of thee a blessing. And then in a special way, it is in this evening to seek a blessing upon all the labors that will go forth in the season that thou hast brought us into. For thou hast to this moment yet spared the lives of each and every one of us. And when thou givest life, then it is necessary that thou wilt also uphold it. And for in thee we live and we move, and we have our being, and we cannot make one hair white or black. All comes from above. All are dependent upon thee and the beasts of the field for their food, but also man, as he goes forth to do the labors of his hands. And when the seed is to be sown in the fields once again, then we need that thou wouldst grant thy blessing to give us rain from the skies in a gentle way, to grant us sunshine and heat, and to give the growth of the herbs for the service of man, and to make the grass to grow for the cattle. O Lord, there is no man that is able to do all these things. Oh, we are dependent upon thee for all of this. Oh, give us to feel it. Thou hast used throughout this world those same rains from the skies and heat from the heavens. For the judgment of men. Thou hast made the fire to fall upon Sodom and Gomorrah because of their iniquity. Thou hast consumed them in thy wrath. And thou hast also brought the rain from the skies to consume the whole world, that it would overflow with a flood. O Lord, thou art at command of all of nature which thou hast made, and which thou canst but speak one word, and it will be for judgment, and thou speakest another word, and it will be for blessing. Oh, then it is so fitting for us, if we would only acknowledge thee, and come before thee in true humility, because thou knowest our sin, and that we are undeserving of the least of all thy blessings that thou wouldst bestow upon us. We can only come in this day with all of our guilt, with all of our corruption, and with all of our pollution. We can only open our mouth and confess before thee that we are undeserving. O Lord, could it please thee to do it? For the sake of thy great and holy name, and thou givest it in a common way unto thy creatures here below, and thou givest it unto thy church out of that special grace and that special favor that thou showest unto them. For they are counted in thy dear and only begotten Son, and their bread and their water is therein sure. Oh, that they, in a special way, may be given to acknowledge Thee and to draw nigh to Thee for Thy blessing. O Thy servant did even pray unto Thee that Thou wouldest withhold the rain, and Thou didst withhold it for 3 years and 6 months, until the earth was so dry and that the cattle could live no longer thereon, and until the mothers did eat their own children. O Lord, Thou who art so righteous and so just, to withhold from us all the blessings that we do stand in need of, we beseech of Thee that Thou wouldest not deal with us according to our many sins, but that Thou wouldest look upon us in and through Thy dear and only begotten Son. O Lord, He is worthy, for He has done everything that Thou hast demanded of Him, that Thou mightest receive Thy chosen people again unto Thyself, that Thou mayest restore them once again into that place that Thou hast given unto them. O Lord, He is faithful, and He has finished the work which Thou hast given Him to do, giving Himself even unto death, even the death of the cursed cross. That there may be a hunger also and a thirst in the midst of us, and that we may eat and drink of these spiritual things. That all the natural blessings may not be given unto us only to testify against us in the day of judgment, when we appear before Thee and have to give an answer for every blessing that Thou hast given unto us, and when Thou wilt ask of us, where is the love and where is the service wherewith Thou oughtest to have loved and to serve Me. O Lord, how we shall appear in a great shame. Oh, that Thou wouldest grant unto us in a day of grace and in a time of salvation, and that life that hungers and that thirsts for spiritual meat and drink. Oh, could it please Thee also in this season to provide such meat and drink in the midst of us. Oh, that we may be given to bring Thy word in such a way, and that it may go forth to be a tonic for those who are wounded, that it may be nourishment for those who are distraught, and that it may be a rebuke for those who are wayward, and that all together Thy blessing may rest also upon the plowing and the sowing, and that is done in the midst of Thy church also by way of the reading services. Lord, wilt Thou help the office bearers in the midst of us continually to give strength, to give diligence, to give faithfulness. But oh, we beseech Thee, Lord, that Thou may also give a blessing unto them out of Thy heavenly store, or that Thou mayest lead us truly further in those blessed steps of grace, that we might eat, O Lord, and that we might also deliver unto the others, and that we might learn to speak out of the heart those things that Thou hast given unto us to know, that Thou may look upon all the families, give the fathers what is necessary in their labors day by day. Wilt Thou bless the farmers, bless those that own businesses, those that labor in the trades, and wherever that our work brings us in the midst of this world. Oh, could it please Thee, who hast all things in Thy hand, to provide for us liberally. Oh, may it be not that we would walk in the ways of sin with it, and to desire and to long after the things that are vain, and that are carnal and that are sinful, but that with the work of our hands and the fruit thereof, we might remember the poor and all the needs of thy church over the length and breadth of this whole world, that thou may look upon parents in the bringing up of their children and in the school also. Lord, look upon our own Christian school. Grant us the teachers that are necessary to stand before the classrooms day by day. Give them strength, Lord. Give them wisdom. Give them thy fear. And provide in the needs that are laid upon us. Remember the school board. Lord, give to them also wisdom and all the decisions that they must make continually. And wilt thou provide for us all together, thy servants, also him who has been enabled to take a call to our sister congregation in this area. Oh, could it please thee to bring him safely over at thy appointed time, and to give that he may be installed in the midst of his new flock, that he might labor here with us shoulder to shoulder for the welfare of the congregations in this place and also our denomination. Remember our theological school. Could it please thee also in this season to give more men into the ministry, and that thou mayest bless the labors that are put forth there in these days. Wilt thou care for our government, and also in a special way what is taking place in these days, in this week? O Lord, we beseech thee, thou who art the God of heaven and earth, and in whose hand is the heart of every man, thou who can do wonders, O Lord, we beseech thee, that thou mayest look upon us in thy mercy, and that thou wouldest turn the hearts of men to do according to thy will and to thy testimonies, that it is revealed in thy holy word, and that we may not be dealt with as a nation according to our many, many sins. O, that thou, who art able to make the wilderness like Eden and the desert like the garden of the Lord, may thou also feed thy people. O, give them to enter, Lord, into thy chambers. O, that thou mightest feed them at thy table in the season that is before us. O, that the sweetness of thy presence and nearness and blessing and favor may be experienced and felt in the midst of us. Oh, that the bride who says, draw me, we will run after thee, and may also be able to testify, and that his banner over me was love. Oh, that she may be given to say also in this season come, all yet I fear God, and I will tell you what he has done unto my soul. Oh, that the young people and the children may hear. Oh, that we may be given to be drawn, Lord, and by thy own spirit to those most necessary things, that thou may remember him that is to receive treatments for the body. Oh, Lord, we beseech thee. Oh, then he looks up against all these things. But, Lord, thou knowest what is necessary. Oh, could it please thee to spare him, but in this season also to visit him. Oh, Lord, then it may be the very last season that he so enters in this life. But, oh, that thou may give to him a special season. Oh, could it be a season of favor, a season of grace. Oh, that he may be given so to testify what the Lord has done for him. Oh, care for him with his wife and his family in thy mercy. Care for us in this evening. Lord, strengthen us for our labor and give us to be set aside for a few moments from the cares of this world, and that thy word may have free course.
care for us, forgiving all of our many sins for Jesus' sake. Amen.
While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 296, stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 5. Springs and streams no longer bless all the dry and thirsty land. Fertile fields in verdant dress God converts to desert sand. For that they who dwell therein turn to wickedness and sin. 1, 2, 3, and 5 of Psalter 296.
Thank you.
Beloved congregation, the Lord has created the world and all mankind for himself, and that is for his own glory. But where is that glory to be found anymore? We cannot find that glory given unto him anymore in the world. And we say the world that we live in glorifies sin. But can we even find that glory to him to be found even in the church? We would say how very deep is that fall of man. And now in order to restore man to that glory that he had created him in, then a wonder had to happen. We have heard about that wonder. Jeremiah says that the Lord will create a new thing in the earth. And so in the months that have gone by, we have heard of that new thing. As the prophet says that a woman shall compass a man. Isaiah says that, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. That is a new thing. God with us, after that we have been sent out from that paradise that God had placed us in. Thus a great, great wonder had to happen. And still, that is not enough. And why is it not enough? Because Isaiah says that when we shall see him, that there will be in him no form and no comeliness that we should desire him. How is that with us? And we have heard his name preached for maybe many, many years. But has there any time been a form in him, any comeliness in him, that you should desire him? The prophet speaks about man, how that he is by nature. Do you feel that too? That it would be a very great wonder. That would say, you say, a wonder that needs to happen in my heart. If there would be any desire, any love, any beauty seen in my heart for that Son of God, for the Savior of the world. You ever say, young people, in your heart, you say now, That is that mediator, that is that Savior, that is that Christ, that is that Jesus, and that God's people love. But I do not love him. I do not love him. There is nothing in my heart that desires him. Do you say, what a wonder that would be? If also in my heart there would come such a love and such a desire for the only begotten Son of God. That is a wonder. That is another wonder that comes from heaven. Even as you feel in your heart, that is a wonder that you cannot work with in your own heart. Oh, if the Lord begins that wonder, and then a man begins to pray. That is one of the first fruits of that new life. And we see that also in the life of Manasseh in this evening for a few moments. Our text can be found in the first part of the 19th verse of 2 Chronicles chapter 33. 2 Chronicles 33 verse 19 only. These words, his prayer also, and how God was entreated of him. So far the words of our text. God entreated upon the prayer of Manasseh. First, his prayer also. And second, how God was entreated of him. His prayer also. That is, congregation, the second time here that this is stated. Because if we look here at verse 18, then it says, now the rest of the acts of Manasseh and his prayer unto his God. And then in our text, the following verse, verse 19, begins his prayer also. So it is repeated. It says it two times. Why do you think it says it two times? Congregation, because it is a very great wonder. Or not? A very, very great wonder. A very remarkable thing. Who would have expected it? Of this man. Surely no one who knew him. Surely no one who was familiar with his life would have expected such a thing. You say Manasseh was the king of Judah. Did he not pray? No. No. That is, of course, a very sad story. Manasseh is a wicked king. The Bible says he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. O congregation, what a testimony. That man, the king of Judah, that man with everything that he had received in his life, is that now also said of us? Is that now written in heaven? And he did that was evil in the sight of the Lord. We read that Manasseh was only 12 years old when he began to reign. So children, who of you is 12? How would that be if you were now a king? And you would be set upon the throne? You say, yeah. That boy at 12 years old, his father, Hezekiah, died, and he was the heir to the throne. But of course, that boy, he is not able to reign by himself just yet because he is just a boy. And so then there are others that are going to help him. Yeah, who shall that be? Because you can be sure that there were those who were very, very glad with all the reforms of his father Hezekiah. But then you can be sure that there were also enemies. And who were they then now that were the guides of this boy when his father is taken away from him? More and more as he gets older, those reins of the kingdom are given into his own hands. So that young man is, he is set over all the people of the Lord. And he is then to make some of the most important decisions concerning God's true church. And then soon, the heart, what is living within his soul, that is all beginning to come out. Slowly, step by step, it is beginning to reveal itself. Oh, if Hezekiah, his father, had only known. Oh, young people, children, what will it be? Oh, your parents, they do hope that your upbringing will bear fruit, so that when you become a young man or a young woman and you have to make your own decisions, that you will walk in that way wherein you have been instructed. And then what grief is often in the heart of a father or of a mother, and that he must see his boy or his girl depart and do evil in the sight of the Lord. And now this boy is set at the head of that kingdom, and we read in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul says to Timothy that when you will set someone over the house of God, that he must not be a novice. A novice, that is, we would say, one who is young and that is inexperienced. And yeah, then he is more prone because he is young and inexperienced and unhumbled yet, maybe. And that he is lifted up in pride. And he falls into the snare, into the temptation of the devil. And so we see also in this young man, Manasseh, is said here to do worse than the heathen. Or is that not so often how it is? That if the young men and the young women of the church decide that they will have nothing to do with the truth anymore, and then so often it is as if there is a competition with the world, who may be the most wicked. And so this young man with a God-fearing father, he is now doing worse than the heathen. He believes congregation so differently from his father. And he is not afraid to make that known. We read building again the high places which his father had broken down. Oh, how brazen was Manasseh in his youth. Because now he is given this newfound power, and he very openly is forsaking the guide of his youth and throwing to the wind all of the warnings and the instruction and that he is given, has been given by his father. And not only so, but he was very aware of the judgments of the Lord upon the heathen, whom we read here that were cast out before the children of Israel. Oh, he knew what that history was. And yet he is choosing the abominations of these nations, which were not able to help them to remain in the land where they were. But it becomes far worse. That is step by step. That is often the way it goes when the Lord is leaving a man over to himself. When we will begin on that pathway, and when our heart has made that decision that we are not going to walk in the ways of the Lord, and then the Lord, just as it were, lets us go. And if the Lord will let us go, congregation, then our heart is capable of doing anything, just anything. Because when Satan comes, he is just ready to destroy. And now for this man, in a special way, when he is set at the head, as it were, of that church, Manasseh reared up altars for Balaam and made groves and worshipped all the host of heaven. Now we know that not all of the idolatry in Israel, we heard that lately, was to serve other gods. Much of it was with the intention to serve the Lord. On the other hand, it was not according to the manner which the Lord had prescribed to his people. But that is not so here, because this is not just the making of the groves, but he is actually making altars for Balaam. He is actually worshiping all the host of heaven. So he has gone much further, not only turning away from the right manner of worshiping the Lord, but actually transgressing of that first commandment in and of itself, that thou shalt have no other gods before me. His prayer also. You say, pray? Does this man pray? Can that be? You say, no. What do we read of this man? He also built altars in the house of the Lord. Whereof the Lord had said in Jerusalem, shall my name be forever. He built altars. In the two courts, it says, of the house of the Lord. And then he made some kind of a graven image, apparently of a grove. And he has placed this in the house of the Lord. The crimes. You see what happens to a man. And how brazen. How that a man's heart that just becomes harder and harder. And then that man is ready actually to mock. That man is ready to take his idolatry and to place it before the very face of the Lord. That is actually to dare him in that house that the Lord has said, my name shall be there. And then in a brazen way, he is bringing his own idols and the idols of the heathen gods immediately before the face and the presence of the Lord. His prayer also. You say, are you sure? Is this now the right man? Is this not the man that we read he made his children to pass through the fire to Moloch? Is this not the man who has dedicated his children unto Moloch? These were the children of the circumcision. These were the children that the Lord had dedicated unto himself, that the Lord had separated unto himself. And now in whatever manner and circumstance, he must be purified and dedicated unto Moloch. Is this not the man who has prayed unto the devil himself, observing times and using enchantments and witchcraft and dealing with familiar spirits and wizards? Is not this the man? Is this not the leader? Is this not the king who did abuse his office and lead astray the people of the Lord, who made Judah to sin in doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, thus accountable not for his own sin only, but also for the sin of all the people? That is what we are, fathers and mothers, office bearers, teachers, rulers. Oh, we are accountable. And so it was for this man. Was not this the man who has persecuted the very prophets of the Lord? Is he not the one of whom we read that he shed innocent blood? That it was very much until he filled Jerusalem from one end to the other? His prayer also. Is that really so? Can that be so? Indeed, congregation, that is what our text says. That is what is recorded. It is written, it says here, in the book of the kings of Israel. And it is written in the sayings of the seers. His prayer unto his God. And again, his prayer also is repeated. You can understand that, right? That is repeated. Yes. His prayer also. Not only his sin and his trespass and the places wherein he built high places and set up groves and graven images before he was humbled. Not only all of these are written in the book of the kings and in the book of the seers, but his prayer also that is recorded there. You know what the Apostle John says? He says, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. He says, and then the books were opened. What books were they? You say they were the books of judgment. They were the books wherein everything is written. They are the books wherein also every man will be judged according to his works, the Bible says. So what is written in that book? What is the first sin? You know that, right, children? What is the first sin that is written on our account in that book? You know which one that is? The same for all of us. That is that Adam did take of that fruit of that tree. And now that guilt, that is also written on our account. And much more. Every deed, every word, every thought, every motive that we have ever done our whole life, that is all written in that book. Thus, it is a personal record. That personal record, that book, that is in heaven. What is on there? What is on there? On your record, that is before the Lord in heaven. You say, I don't know. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. Because it's the same thing that's on our conscience. It's also written there in that book. Only in that book, nothing is forgotten. Because much for ourselves, we have forgotten. We haven't thought for many years, maybe. The psalmist, he said, remember not, O God, the sins of long ago. But congregation, they are all written in that book. And now what a list. What a list that was for Manasseh. That is not only written in that book. It's also written in this book. It is also written in the annals of history. In the book of the kings. It is written in the book of the seers. That is sin that is declared publicly. The whole world can read it. Because now this book, wherein all these things are written, that book, we try to send it over the whole world. So that there is not one nation in the whole world that doesn't have this holy book wherein Manasseh's sin that is all written. How would it be now? If that is all written there on the wall. Children, we just write it all on the wall. and that everyone can see it. Say, what a shame. Oh, then we will blush, right? You and me. No, we do not want that to appear. Not before the world. Not before the church. The congregation in that book, nothing is going to be missing. But do you know what of Manasseh? That is also recorded in this book. His prayer also. That's what it says in the Bible. That's all also recorded there. And thus the question tonight. Is that also recorded there of you? In that book. That is before God. In heaven. That it says somewhere there. His prayer. Also. Is that repeated there? As one of the greatest wonders that could ever happen upon this earth. God says it two times of that man. Says it two times of that girl. His prayer also. Oh, is that written as a great wonder? That you were stopped. That you were stopped from heaven. And that you were made to pray. Paul says, I am the least. I am the least of the apostles, and I am not worthy to be called an apostle. He says, because I persecuted that church of God. He says, the Lord stopped me. And if the Lord didn't stop me, then I would have never been stopped. But now it is also recorded there. In that book of that Saul of Tarsus, who has persecuted that church of God. You know it is recorded, we have it recorded in this book. Behold, he prayed. That is, congregation, a most remarkable thing. A most remarkable thing. That a fallen son, a fallen daughter of Adam, that it is written of such a one, as we read it here, that it is recorded in heaven, his prayer also. It is noted there. It is noteworthy. In the eyes of the Lord. And in the eyes of everyone that is with him there in that holy place. Because they are rejoicing there. We read, then there is joy in heaven over one sinner that repented. Let us sing. 272, 1, 2, and 3. Lord, hear my prayer. And let my cry have ready access unto thee. When in distress to thee I fly, O, hide not thou thy face from me. 1, 2, and 3 of 272. his prayer also, and how God was entreated of him. That is our second thought. Thus, the first wonder, we said, originated in heaven, a most remarkable work of the Holy Spirit of the Lord. That is an irresistible work to make a sinner to pray. The following is a second marvel that also is originating in heaven. And what is that second marvel? And how God was entreated of him. You ever marvel at that? And how God was entreated of him. Where was Manasseh when he prayed? You say, does that matter? Does it matter from where someone prays? Well, I will ask you if it matters. Did you ever lay in the hospital, being very, very sick? Did you ever have an accident and was afraid that you had to die? And when you lay there in that condition, then what were the thoughts upon your bed? What were the suggestions of the devil that come out of hell? Because then you have prayed, certainly. But then the devil has said to you, the Lord will not hear you. You're not honest. You are just in trouble. And because you are in trouble, you need the Lord. But when you are well, then you don't need him at all. And so you might just not as well expect that you are going to receive an answer from the Lord. His prayer also, and how God was entreated of him. And where was he? He was in the prison. Will you take that to heart? He was congregation in the prison in Babylon. He was a captive of the Assyrians. And he was there because of his own sin. Thus it was all his own fault. And when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God. And humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers when he was in affliction. And then it is not only recorded that he prayed, but then it is also recorded how God was entreated of him. It's written. In the book of God, it is written in the Holy Scriptures. Oh, let the afflicted church remember that when Satan tempted Christ, then he answered always with these words, "It is written." O congregation, Isaiah, he says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For, he says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways. But as the heaven is higher than the earth, So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Oh, the church, in her affliction, is so often ready to despair. To despair. And therefore the Lord records something here. He records the prayer of Manasseh and how that the Lord was entreated of him. Manasseh deserved the prison. Manasseh deserved worse than the prison. That was a man of singular privilege. We said he had a God-fearing father. You feel that to be a privilege, children and young people. Until the 12th year of his age, those most important formative years, then he had this God-fearing father to go before him and to instruct him. He was witness. He was witness of all of the blessings and the favor that the Lord had given unto his father and to the nation of Judah while his father did reform that people to bring them back unto the Lord. And as we mentioned, that whole history of that church, the children of Israel come out of the land of Egypt, and the Lord casting out all of the Canaanites who were worshiping all of their idols. He has heard of the judgments of the Lord on Ahab, a Baal worshiper who has taught the children of Israel to serve in that way of idolatry. But there is more. Because we read here, the Lord spake to Manasseh. That's a wonder. Lord speak, young people. Does the Lord speak? When you go your own way, maybe? I hope not. But when you will go your own way, and then you come and you sit in church, you say, maybe because I have to. But then you hear something. Hear, then the Lord is speaking. Then the Lord is warning. That is a great blessing. What do you do with it? The Lord spake to Manasseh. That is, while Manasseh was doing all his wickedness. And the Lord sent his prophets to Manasseh. And he gave to him a warning, but they would not hear. Oh, how those warnings have come back to him when he was laying there in that prison. You know, read about Daniel. That was on behalf of that captive people. When they were under all of the weight of the hand of their enemy. Oh, then Daniel also prayed. And he said, Lord, we have not hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets. That's what comes back. That's what comes back. That comes back in a person's affliction. And that will come back in hell. In hell. All the warnings, we have not hearkened unto what we have heard. And now this is what we read of Manasseh. The Lord spake unto him. Oh, the more that the Lord is opening sin, the sin of our life, or the more the devil says, it's not possible for you anymore. You might just as well not think about praying. You know what Satan says? He says your case is singular. There's no case in the whole world like your case. Do you not think Satan followed Manasseh? That he followed him to that prison? And that he sat there next to him in that prison cell? You know what Satan said to Cain? Oh, he made Cain to speak and to say that my sin is greater than that it can be forgiven. And then he did not pray. That is now the work of the devil. But now in those history books and in this word of God, the Lord has recorded Manasseh's sin. Sin. That is all laid out there. And his prayer also. And how God was entreated of him. That is a record. That is written there for a church that is in her affliction, sometimes under a very, very severe temptation. The devil is cruel. And man is not far behind the devil in his cruelty. We're ready to take a man by the throat who says, have patience with me and I will pay thee all. But we say, pay me that thou owest. And now the Lord, he declares himself to be very, very different. My thoughts are not your thoughts. The Lord declares himself to be ready to be entreated. Oh, did he ever reveal to you how, that is what it says here, how he may be entreated? Did he ever show you that? He revealed it to that man who was hanging on the cross. He showed that to him. He showed that to that thief. He showed it to that murderer. How do you know that? Well, hear what he said. He said, this man hath done nothing amiss. He showed him how this was possible. That God might be entreated of him. And when he may see that, when the Lord showed it to him, in his sin, in his affliction, what did that man begin to do? He began to pray. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Oh, the sin of that man, that thief, that murderer, that is recorded. His prayer also, Lord, remember me, and how that God was entreated of him. All recorded in the book of the Lord. Oh, where do we read of a sinner? In that book of the Lord, where do we read of a sinner that has humbled himself and that has drawn nigh unto his footstool, whom he has turned away? Oh, for what reason would it be necessary for him to turn any man away? Would it be because there is an insufficiency in that blood of his dear son? Or does Paul not say that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Or would it be because there is any unwillingness on his part to forgive sin? Or do we not read in that word of God that he says himself, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. And do we not read it here? Here in this history, written, the sin of Manasseh, and his prayer also, and how God was entreated of him. And will not a poor and a wretched and a miserable sinner now say with Esther, I will go in unto the king, and if I perish, I perish. O congregation, the Lord restored this man, Manasseh. He restored him to that throne of that kingdom. How humbled that that man was. And what a wonder. Oh, what a wonder that was. Not only for him, but for that remnant. That remnant of Israel, of Judah, that was so grieved when they had to live under the sin of this son of Hezekiah. Oh, what a change that it brought in the life of this man. Oh, he was now ready to openly confess all of his iniquity and the error of his ways. And he was now ready so publicly before all that people to turn from his ways. All those strange gods are taken away. And that idol that he has placed in that house, in the courts of the Lord, that is also, we read, cast out of that city. Also with those altars that he has made upon that temple mount. The altar of the Lord that is now restored by this king. Thank offering. Peace offerings are offered upon that altar. And now Manasseh becomes a servant of the Lord. Oh, he is now a preacher of the Lord, we read. Now he begins to preach. And now he begins to say to that people of the Lord. Oh, it says, commanding Judah to serve the Lord only. Ah, can we fathom that? Can we fathom that? From where that man was brought, what a heart, what a pit that man was taken out of by the Lord. So that redemptive work of God that has given more glory unto the Lord than ever the creation of the Lord was able to do. Oh, Manasseh slept with his fathers. He slept with his fathers, but now the record of his sin and of his prayer also, and how God was entreated of him, that record is written, and it is left unto us, and it is standing there as a monument of the greatness of the grace of God to the most wretched, the most guilty, and the most sinful in this world. Time is short. That warning has come unto us. Oh, let it come to each and every one of us personally. We need to set our house in order, because we are going to die and we are not going to live. We have begun the season together. Will we finish this season also together? Do we need congregation in the season that is before us more than natural food, do we also need food for our soul? Oh, the Lord says, open thy mouth wide and I will fill it. Amen. Oh, Lord of heaven and of earth, it is thy holy book, and all that is written therein is for the comfort of thy Zion. Oh, could it be also in this evening hour that it may be thy word to give hope and to give expectation to those who are despairing. Oh, that they might learn to pray unto him who is able to deliver them from all their sin. Oh, it is recorded, Lord, in thy holy book, not only the sin, but also that great wonder of prayer and that wonder of being entreated. Oh, that we may experience it also, each one personally. Bring us safely home. Help us in the labors of our hands. And wilt thou prepare us also for thy holy day. And give us a desire, therefore, along with those who hope to make confession of faith. Give them preparation and the ability to make that oath in uprightness and in truth. Humble us under thy goodness. Forgive our sin for Jesus' sake. Amen. 233, 1, 3, 4, and 5. Bow down thy ear, O Lord, and hear, for I am poor and great my need. Preserve my soul, for thee I fear. O God, thy trusting servant heed. O God, thy trusting servant heed. 1, 3, 4, and 5 of Psalter 233. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.